Thank you, friends, for standing as a tribute to the Johnson family. You may be seated.
If anyone wants to sit in the choir box, it's a little cooler. Well, we want to welcome you to First Christian Church this afternoon. We are gathered here to remember and to celebrate the life of Jack Johnson with his dear wife, Jean, son, Jameis, and his wife, Judy, and daughter, Jana, and her husband, Ted, and their wonderful families, and so many, many friends. As we begin this service, would you please join me in prayer? Most gracious God, Thou who art strength to the weak, refreshment to the weary, comfort to those who grieve, help to the tempted, and new life to the dying, make us sensitive to the presence of Your comfort and peace through Your Holy Spirit this afternoon, in accordance with Jesus' promise that we will not be left alone. Help us to be grateful for Your eternal love that receives us back into Your everlasting care and keeping, where we know Your love and peace. Amid the changes in our lives, make us strong and calm, and persuade our hearts to trust You when You say that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall ever separate us from Your love revealed to us through Your only begotten Son, Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar faces come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see. We'll talk to the old folks, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them, the days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to shelters fall. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my home, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may
I'd like to share with you now a psalm that many of you know, one that Jack enjoyed very much, the 23rd psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
I remember dancing for this silent prayer, and reaching out to hold me when I had nightmares. You could read quiet story in Milhouse's mind. Here's a word from words left them far behind. I remember Dad's hands, how they held my mom tight and had my back. Something done right. There are things that I've forgotten that I love about the man, but I'll always remember loving Daddy's hand. Daddy's hand. Always love in Daddy's hand.
Hear these words from Scripture in Ecclesiastes 3. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. God is present through all the times of our lives. God watches over us in every season. When the earth is dry and parched and we feel hot, and when the rain comes, God knows. It is God who made the sun to shine by day and the moon and stars to rule over the night. In our own lives, there are times of darkness and times of bright joy and light, and God is with us through it all. There are even days like today, when it is both a time to mourn and truly a time to celebrate. Our hearts are heavy, for we will miss Jack. And yet for him, there is neither sorrow nor sighing. There is no pain or despair. Now there is peace. So this day is a time to give thanks to God for the gift of life, life on this earth, full of joys and challenges, and life in heaven yet to come. Today is a time to gather together the stories of memory which bring us delight even in the midst of falling tears. Today is both a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to embrace one another in mutual support, and to encourage Jack's wonderful family for the days and years to come. It is a time to seek Christ's presence in our midst. This is a time to love and a time for peace. Yes, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Jack's time to be born was 94 years ago on April 10th, 1921, in Wheelwright, Kentucky, as one of 16 children, the son of Minerva and James Albert Johnson. Jack knew what it was like to be raised hard, to have a daddy whose hands were loving and yet at times stern. Raising so many children could not have been easy for his father, especially after Jack's mother died when he was 5 years old. Jack recalled the time that someone turned his father in for what they thought was child abuse because he spanked one of the kids. His dad stood up before the judge and said simply, "Your Honor, I have 16 kids at home. If you'd like to discipline them, you can have them." The judge dismissed the charges and said to take his children home. From his childhood on, Jack would always be a very hard worker. He almost didn't know how to relax. He was self-made and self-educated. He didn't get to go to school because there were so many kids in the family, but he became a jack of all trades, able to fix almost anything. He was a lifelong tinkerer. If you ever hauled a load to the dump with Jack, chances are you'd come back with more than you took, because he knew there'd be a way to fix that old stuff and use it. If you didn't notice his wheelbarrow outside the sanctuary filled with beautiful flowers, take a close look. The old wood is falling apart and it's got brand new nuts and bolts holding it together. Who knows how many times he fixed that thing, and the kids kept saying, "Gramps, don't you want a new wheelbarrow?" "No, this one's just fine." There's a time for peace and a time for war. Jack was 20 when Pearl Harbor was bombed. Like countless other young men of his generation, Jack willingly answered the call to serve our country as the United States entered World War II. He was inducted into the Army Air Corps in 1941 and served as an MP. That's what brought him to Casper, Wyoming, where he was stationed as one of the first airmen at the base here. A certain young lady by the name of Irma Jean McGraw happened to notice this handsome young patrolman walking by her apartment. They struck up a conversation and became friends. Before long, he was visiting more often and asked if he could take her out for ice cream. I can give testimony, Jack and Jean loved to share ice cream. There's a time to love, and Jack and Jean's love would last over 7 decades. They were married 73 years ago in August here in Casper. Jack had great stories about his time in the service. He was in England for 2 years. In his words, he worked on planes, drove the general around, and got to peel potatoes. More than a few times when he was stubborn and got put on KP. Imagine that. It was one of those things that made Jack, Jack. He'd never back down if he was right, and he wasn't intimidated by anyone. The family remembers there was Jack's way and the wrong way. Sometimes that meant doing things the hard way. For example, if a bolt was stuck on the tractor, you'd think you could just cut it off in about 3 minutes and be done. But Jack would grease it and work at it. And about 3 days later, that bolt would come loose and be ready to be used again. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to work and a time to rest. After his service in the Air Corps was complete, Jack worked at Standard Oil, which later became Amoco, for 36 years. Paul Halleck remembers Mr. Johnson walking past his family's house on the way to the refinery every day. He carried an old-fashioned black metal lunchbox. Years later, Jana would ask her dad if he still had it. Sure enough, he did and went to get it for her. But by then, it was rather patriotic. He'd painted it red, white, and blue to commemorate the bicentennial back in '76. Though Jack was the only one in his family to come from Kentucky, his nephew Maynard came out at age 15 to live and was raised almost as a second son. Jack and Jean had two children, Jameis and Jana. When Jana was about 12, they bought the McGraw family ranch in Bates Hole, west of Casper, from Jean's dad. It's quite a place in history. When Jean's grandparents owned the ranch, Chief Washakie's people would come to winter over, hunt, and trade. When Jack came here from Kentucky, he fell in love with Wyoming and wanted to be a rancher. He made it very clear he was a rancher, not a cowboy. He loved the cows, but to Jack, horses were just hay burners. When they bought the ranch, Jack and Jean really had nothing to spare. Several of the neighbors just shook their heads and said he'd never pull it off, but he did. Jack paid the ranch off in full and made it a success. He was hardworking and determined. His family and others who worked beside him through the years will readily tell you that Jack worked harder than all the guys, even those half his age. They'd be tired and ready for a break, and there was Jack still working and whistling while he did it. All these years later, there are four generations living on the ranch, carrying on the family legacy. Jack and Jean love to welcome people to the ranch. Every year, one of our shepherding groups from here at the church goes out to the ranch for potluck to visit and share a meal. And that time together is a highlight of the summer and fall for all of us. Jack and Jean joined First Christian Church on June 3rd, 1956, when they were both baptized. Our congregation has been blessed beyond measure by their strong spirits and open hearts. There's a time to speak and a time to keep silent. Jack was a man of his word. If he said it, he meant it. He was determined, full of humor, and a get-it-done kind of guy. Jack had 1,000 sayings and an opinion on everything. He'd say, "Don't outdress your bacon," meaning money is too hard to come by, so don't overspend. There's a difference between what you want and what you need. "I made him Sally the Bull," he'd say, meaning he'd passed along another nugget of wisdom and the hearer had understood what he meant. Maybe you heard him say, "I'll get my glad hands on him," or, "Now you're doing something, boys." There was the time he gave Jet a pick to dig a ditch for an electric line. It was summertime and hot out, kind of like here right now, but a little warmer. The earth was hard as concrete. And there was Gramps sitting under the tree in the shade with a breeze, watching his grandson work at it for hours. Every time it felt like surely it was time for a break, Jack would pipe up and say, "Now you're doing something." Jack was a man of faith, not overly religious, but deeply believing. In times of trial, he was never discouraged and often encouraged others to keep working and trust that you can find whatever the good master has for you. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Even in difficult times, Jack was never a sad person. In fact, he was a bit of a trickster and enjoyed sharing his humor with those around him. Decades after it happened, the story lives on about Jack pulling one over on his army buddy, Captain Flanagan. It had something to do with a fruitcake that mysteriously disappeared. Jack, Dad, or Freddy, as Jana called him, Gramps, as the kids knew him, could do a mean cartwheel when he was young. And after some cajoling, he gave it a go at age 70. It wasn't elegant, but still defied gravity enough to be called a cartwheel. He was strong and agile and healthy. Lou Talbert would tease him and ask Jack to touch his toes, and he would every time, even at 90. Jack was colorful. He liked to tease and try to get the best of you. He had nicknames for many in the family, calling Judy Bird Legs when she was dating Jameis. There's a time for every season under heaven. And spring was Jack's favorite season, watching the new calves, seeing the changes in nature, gardening. Jack was an avid gardener, but oftentimes things didn't turn out quite like he pictured them. One year he'd been bragging to a friend about all the tomatoes he was going to have. When the crop didn't quite turn out like he'd imagined, he bought a huge eggplant. He spray-painted it red and told his friend it was a tomato. Just 2 years ago, Jack was out working in the garden and fell. Because of how he was positioned, it was hard to get up. So he laid there and pulled weeds until someone came by to help him up. You just as well keep working. There's a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to let go. A dozen years ago, the time came to pass on the management of the ranch to the next generation, selling to son Jameis and family. Grandson Jet would still stop in to ask Gramps his opinion. He always had one and liked being asked. Jack continued in the cattle business with Jana and Ted until he was 90. Jana remembers the time he went to a cattle sale. He'd put his cows on consignment, and they were supposed to be sold early in the day. Jack watched ranchers pull in and run their cattle through. He kept asking, "When are my cattle coming up?" The sale manager kept telling him, "In just a while, Jack." He kept waiting and watching as more and more cattle came through. Finally, he walked into the sale ring and stood on the scale so no one else could bring in a single cow. The staff tried to tell him, "Jack, you can't do that." Without moving, he patiently reminded them that they promised his cows were coming. He'd been there all day waiting, and what was right was right. His cattle were the next ones sold. Of course, there are more stories that we could tell, like the time the grandkids roped the chickens. They got into trouble with Gramps. He reached over to get a willow stick and about took the whole tree. There was the time that he roped a buffalo, by mistake, it seems, but he'd never tell that story himself. He loved his family so much. There are precious memories of how he'd carry the kids around when he went out to irrigate. We could talk about his love for pie and fried food and juicy fruit gum. He always had gum to share. At the bank, every teller got juicy fruit gum from Jack, and some days it seemed he'd spend more time handing out gum than doing business. There's some at the back of the sanctuary in Jack's hat for you to take home today. Two a piece of juicy fruit for him. He liked music, Western, anything from Lawrence Welk, and whistling Glenn Miller big band tunes. He enjoyed playing cards, the name of one card game you're not supposed to say in church. Jack has a big family, and he was proud of them all. He loved every one of the grandkids and great-grandkids so much. Next Christmas, his spot at the end of the couch will be empty. It was where he always sat so he could watch the joy unfolding around him. Every year for Christmas or his birthday, he'd always ask for socks because he said, "I've really got everything I need, including a drawer full of new socks." A few phrases that others have shared to sum up who Jack was. Someone said, "I've seen him mad, but never down." He was colorful, honorable, one of a kind. Someone else said, after shaking hands at a rodeo, "I never met a handshake like that." He had a sharp mind. He was strong physically and emotionally. Son-in-law Ted thinks of the contrast he saw in Jack. He had hard ways, but was soft inside, even if you didn't see that. To Jana, Dad was her hero. If you told Jack to have a good day, his reply would be, "I make them all good." So my friends, even though today is a hard day, let's make it good. He made a good life for his family. He was the most honest man you could ever meet, a man of integrity, a man of his word. Jack expected you to work hard, but he was always right beside you, working even harder. In many ways, Jack was the pillar of the Johnson family, the hub at the center of their wheel of life. And so it feels off-kilter without him here. He was a great dad. He loved the grandkids so much and was so proud of them all. Now they are prepared to carry on his legacy. It is the way of the world, part of our eternal God's plan for finite humanity, that there is a time to be born and a time to die. Jack's time to leave this earth came suddenly. It was a rainy afternoon on May 19th when Jack and Jean were driving home and their car was struck in a severe accident. There are not always answers for our questions of why. Why is this the time? We are not meant to be the ones with power to determine our time to be born or our time to die. But we are graced to know that in the midst of all the times of our lives, in the midst of every season under heaven, God is present with us. God was present with Jack when his still amazingly strong body, with wrists too broad from work to be buttoned over, with hands that had burst calves and cradled grandchildren and petted his pup, Katie Girl, God was present with Jack when he breathed his last and his body let go of his strong, loving spirit to depart from us with what Jean remembers as a peaceful look on his face. Jack has gone on to the times of eternity, where he can now hear the Savior say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Thanks be to God for the life, earthly and eternal, of Jack Johnson.
Today is all we've had.
we say tomorrow we'll understand if it all should end. We're alone again. For now, the tenderness has been replaced by something less, and it's hard to find what we left behind.
Join me in the pastoral prayer, please. Lord God, we're going to miss Jack. He was a great guy. And thank you for the wonderful marriage that Gene and Jack shared and the family life they enjoyed. Whether it was working on the tasks a ranch requires, tending to the garden, traveling to the many rodeos of their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, or simply taking a rest break at home. And even earlier, as Cynthia mentioned, Jack working at the Amoco refinery for 36 long years. Yes, they enjoyed the fullness of life and were thankful for it. We also give thanks for the lives we have been given by God and prayerfully ask that each day we are given, that we might likewise invest ourselves fully in it, as it is a gift from God, the creator of this marvelous universe and this wonderful state called Wyoming. We give thanks for his son, Jesus, our Lord, who died on a cross at Calvary that we might have life eternal, and for his Holy Spirit who abides with us each and every moment. For all these things, most gracious God, we give our wholehearted thanks to you. And though we will all miss Jack, we give thanks that he has now entered the gates of heaven and is with you. Would you join me now, with me now, as we pray together the Lord's Prayer as printed in the bulletin? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
O Lord,